So, first, I need to tell you that I do not believe in ghosts. But I also don't not believe in ghosts. And there are certain times, like late October, and places like this, where it feels like the veil is thinner. Sorry. Hello. And I think that perhaps this is the kind of place where there could be ghosts, and in which case I'd like to say thank you for having us here tonight and listening to all these stories. I feel like there might be ghosts like that belong to places or buildings, or like there might be like loving spirits that like follow along on people's shoulders. I was raised Catholic, but like the Catholic that's like very open-minded about all the like woo-woo kind of things. And we're Lithuanian, and my mother always said that that was a Lithuanian thing, that Lithuania was one of the last countries to accept Christianity in its region of the world. So anyway, that's why I was not that surprised to see my grandmother's ghost in front of a retail establishment that you might be familiar with. It is called Ross Dress for Less. And this was the summer after my freshman year of college. I was going to get a bathing suit for a date that involved hiking along Rock State Park. And there she was in her tan trench coat, looking very sharp on the sidewalk. She had a jaunty little hat on, like she always did. And she motioned me over to a bench. You should know that my grandmother, besides being very fashionable, she had a quick temper. So I did not mention to her the fact that she was dead and she had been dead for a year and a half, because she was very real on the sidewalk in front of Ross Dress for Less. And she loved a bargain. She loved a bargain. She grew up quite poor in the area of Southwest Baltimore that was where all the Lithuanian immigrants lived in this time period. If you've been to Lithuanian Hall, that was the hub of her community, and those kind of like shining style photos of banquets in the 40s, like that's all my aunts and uncles and my people in there. So her mother had a speakeasy on Lombard Street, and which was kind of pin money. My grandmother's stepfather had a tailor shop, and that was kind of how they paid the bills. And everything was rough. There was some, it was just really tough. And I looked up their names in the Baltimore Sun archive, and like, ooh, they did some stuff. But anyway. I found this out after I named my... Anyway, I won't explain that. My grandmother had to drop out of school after fifth grade to work in the tailor shop, and she made buttons. That was her first job. So she used a press to punch buttons out of oyster shells. Eventually, she became an amazing seamstress. She could sew absolutely anything. And she was self-educated. She read all the time. She read everything. She knew all about the news. She could beat anyone in Scrabble. She could beat anyone in cards. We played a lot of canasta together. That's such a good game. And there she was, and I was sitting with her on this bench. I could sense her in a way that I had not physically experienced her since she had died. It was like some librarian in the back recesses of my brain had like opened up a jar of memories of her, and I could see she had these like really bright ice blue eyes. I could see her eyes again. She had a little divot in the tip of her nose, very unique, and I hadn't thought about it since she died. And I saw it again. She was so physically real to me, and yet I was completely aware that others outside walking by Ross Dress for Less would not see her. And so I could smell her. Like she had this smell like dusting powder and Jean Nate and the instant coffee. I forgot what the brand was. And just her, the grandmom, like hug, love, loving smell. Like I could smell her again. And so I sat on the bench, and I just told her about my life and everything that had changed in my life in the 18 months since she had died. I had graduated from high school, from Notre Dame prep, and taken off my blue dress with the little bow and saddle shoes, and like I was in college, I was at Hopkins, I had pierced my nose and cut my hair off, and I was wearing giant cargo pants. And I had a lot of stuff to tell her. I was like really becoming myself and really forging my identity. And I had recently come out to my family as bi, and I felt weird that I hadn't told her. I felt like I had retroactively lied to her or something. Like I just had this like unfinished sense. So I told her everything, and she was really proud of me, and she said she really loved me. And she asked me all about my mom, her daughter, and my sister, who she'd been really close to. And I felt just so like, holy shit, my life has changed, because now I'm always going to get to hang out with grandmom's ghost, and she just lives with me in my pocketbook or something, and this is great. But she said, take care of your mom, take care of your sister. And she patted me on the knee, which is a thing she always did, and she said, let's go shopping. And she stood up, and she took her cane, and she just walked away, and she was just gone. Like, the little trench coat and the jaunty hat and the brooch and the powdery scent, like, just gone. And I don't believe in ghosts, right? And I was a psychology major, so I was like, this is something that my brain just invented to give me a sense of closure, and that's really cool. And like hell yeah, the human brain does amazing stuff. And I was like, so I should be able to bring her back if I created her. And I tried to, and she was just gone. Like, that was it. So I still had to buy a bathing suit. So I went into Ross, and I looked around, and I found a really cute like bikini. It was blue. It had flowers. It looked so good, and it was on clearance. I never know what to make of that story. Like, was that my grandmother's ghost? Is that what a ghost is? Like, that, if there's gonna be ghosts, I feel like it might be like that. Or was it something that my brain invented? And, like, that would really be useful for us as a species if our brain could invent useful narratives sometimes to give us emotional closure. So that is a possibility. But I will say that for, like, this bikini lasted me a couple years, and it was great, and we did so much stuff together. And when I would wear it and people would say, oh, I really like your bikini, I would be like, thanks, my grandmom helped me pick it out at Ross Dress for Less. Thank you.